stock with our big distributor, E&R, that goes through there. And because he's not getting a turnaround time in that, he's penalizing me because he'll just buy something out of spite from whoever instead of mine from somebody else. No matter what I tell him. It's just how the guy operates. I mean, we're turnaround, we have RFQs, we have processes set for, you know, 5 days turnaround, things like that, and price and quoting. I'll get it from him in the day, 2 days, instead of the 5 days. You know, just from internally knowing people and getting them, because that's how he operates. Just out of spite, he'll be, you know, customers will do that.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Okay, let's continue on. After the order, once you get an order from a customer here on page 49, you know, send them a thank you note, follow up. There's always an opportunity to get closer to a customer after you order, after he orders something for you. Call them up and thank them. It's something simple to do, and or send them an email or send them a little card like we have over there. All right, let's move over now to page 50, dealing with rejection. You know, this is the Wheel of Doom thing again here. Oh, my God, I screwed up. You know, everybody in this room is going to make mistakes. You have in the past, you will in the future, and that's for sure. You're going to say stuff you wish you didn't, do things you wish you didn't. One of the nice things is that Lou Holtz said was he wished he was measured like sales guys, which is a great, great statement. If you ever get a chance to hear any Lou Holtz, he's a famous football coach. College, he was at Notre Dame. I think he's down in South Carolina or North Carolina or something. At any rate, what he said was he was measured as a football coach on how many he lost. And he said there's a big difference there. Salespeople are only measured on the ones that they win. He said in his life, all he could do was play 13 football games a year. And if he lost more than four, they would get rid of him. So if he could play 100 games, he could certainly win 13. If he could play 500 games, he'd win 13 for sure. Salespeople, on the other hand, only get paid by the ones they win. So if you lose a customer, just don't freak out about it. If you do something stupid, hey, everybody's done it, no doubt. Just say, what can I learn here? How can I be better so that the next time, that the same situation, that I don't make that happen? And how can I share the things I learned? Like, for example, you know, I lost an account. I mean, it's totally nuts to me because I pulled in this guy's parking space. Now, generally, I always park in the back. I don't park in the front if there's only two or three spaces because I figure they may have a customer visit and I don't want to take a customer. I'm trying to sell them something and they bring a customer in and my car's parked there. I figure that's bad. I almost always park in the back. None of mine walking in a little extra. And this one particular time, there was no spot, and I took the sales manager spot. I was the only one there, and his sign was right there, sales manager. And, you know, how can you help us? And you took our, you know, oh, man, it was just bad news.
The mistake you made was you didn't kick the sign over when you got out of the car.
Yeah, well, he knew where his, well, that's true, because, well, there was no sign here. Yeah, I didn't think of that. You're ahead of the game here, Gary. Next time I rip the sign up and say, what sign? You know? Yeah, I don't think that would have done any good, though, because this guy, you know, it was his spot, and that was it, you know, type of deal. But anyhow, that was bad. That book by Anthony Robbins, that can be a very helpful book if you have trouble with rejection. One of the things I found, if I do something that's not what I want to do and I feel bad about it, I try to say next Tuesday. Don't wear me down now. Wait till next Tuesday, and you'd be amazed by the time Tuesday rolls around, you know, it's no big deal. Now, Tiger Woods, you know, when he plays golf and he hits a bad shot, that's one of the major things about him, is he can totally put it out of his mind. I hit a bad shot, so what? Now, he doesn't hit a bad shot so often, but occasionally he does. I saw him hit a dribble thing down 50 yards down a fairway, you know, and he could have went to pieces on that. And, you know, he went down and he hit like a 3-wood 400 yards or something like that. He was right back in the mix, but... You know, we just can't let things get us down. And there are salespeople. My daughter, in particular, she was a salesperson, and I thought she had tremendous innate abilities. But she was so sensitive that it was impossible for her to, you know, she could not accept rejection. You know, she'd go into accounts, and, you know, they wouldn't want to buy her stuff, or she'd do a proposal. I thought she was working for the wrong companies and that sort of thing. But nevertheless, there are people that are so fragile emotionally, and if you're that kind of person, man, you need to either get out of selling or just get that Wheel of Fortune thing going big time. So, you know, and this unlimited power thing can help you too, because it talks about a lot of people that have failed and things like that. So it's not the end of the world. And they say customers are like flowering plants. You know, if you see farmers, they're throwing seeds out there, you know, just gazillions of them and stuff. And then each one has to be nurtured with a lot of light and sun and all this kind of stuff. It's not an easy thing to do. And I was reading an article about a diamond, one carat diamond. They got to take, like, 100,000 tons of earth to find one of those things. And to process it all the time, so it's just like a miracle that they even get one. And so that can be part of it. Okay, that brings us now to the closing role plays, which we have here on page 51. Now, in most sales situations, the salesperson and the customer will actually discuss things before the presentation is made. So you guys are welcome to do this. So you decide who's going to be the customer, who's going to be the salesperson, and discuss the set of circumstances.